dangerous out there, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, intro the show.
All right. Sam is introing the show. Hey, everybody out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is another episode of the Now with Sam and Joe. I'm Sam.
I'm Joe.
And tonight we're going to bring it back to what we covered a few episodes ago. So make sure you check that out. We're going to discuss again the James Gunn.
Yes.
And Disney kind of had a little decision to make on their hands. So I'll let you talk about that, Joe.
Cool. And actually, she's right. We did cover that on another show, but that show never got posted because the audio got screwed.
Are you serious? Wait. We did like a whole hour on...
It was that bad.
No.
The audio, I could not save it.
No.
No, it was that bad.
No.
No, it was that bad.
I disagree.
That's terrible. It's not going out.
What?
No. Anyway, back to the main thing. This is basically it in a nutshell. So, James Gunn was fired.
Wait, do you see my face of disappointment?
I texted you. Anyway.
That's what James that Gunn, meant?
Yes.
Oh, I am heartbroken right now.
James.
That was a good episode.
It was. And we're still following the same format for this one. This one will be an hour long. Mm-hmm. But we've learned, and I learned that these microphones are used for shows for a reason, unless you have very professional other microphones. But this is not a technical show, so we're not getting into that. Let's go back to the news. So James Gunn was fired, as we should all know if you didn't know already. Disney had to fire him because he had offensive tweets, some dating back to 6 or so years ago. And he did apologize for those. He did not shy away from those, and said, yeah, you know, it's my fault. You know, I did those. I was trying to be a provocateur and stuff like that. And he said, if you saw the first movies I was trying to make, they kind of reflected that. And he said, now I'm not that same person. Obviously, you know, making Guardians of the Galaxy, it's more family friendly.
Right.
He's not being edgy or something like that. It's just a different person. And I think the whole thing right now is kind of two debates. One is a political one, which I don't care to get into, about how it kind of all started with, you know, people from conservative and from the more, you know, liberal areas going against each other. And somehow James Gunn got into it, and pretty much they were just like, oh, you want to talk about me? Well, let me dig up like your dirt. So, you know, Twitter keeps the receipts. And so... Wow. That's kind of what happened. Now, fast forward till now, I'm reporting here from GameStop.com, GameSpot.com, basically reiterating that the cast, the main part of the cast, especially like Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, and Dave Bautista, had a letter that they put out basically saying that... they would like him to be reinstated. They believe that after talking to him, really seeing where his heart is, working with him for now, at least a couple years, they feel that the person who was portrayed in those tweets that were years ago, it's not the same person today. And that people can evolve and that people do deserve second chances. And that they feel like just kind of era where public court can take you out.
Right.
That you don't get any benefit of the doubt. If enough people basically have pitchforks and fires outside, then and they're threatening to burn down the building, then obviously you're like, hey, what can I do to make sure they don't burn down the building? I'm just thinking, no, I you can't defend the tweets. I don't think they were funny. Some people that I know personally said that, you know, just being edgy, I'm used to dark humor, things of that nature. And I'm just like, well, even I was, you know, one of my favorite comedians is Dave Chappelle. And he had a couple harsh, like, rape jokes. And I was like, I don't know if I'm kind of down with that. You can joke on race and a bunch of other things. Say, rape is a little like, I kind of stay away from that. Just my personal opinion.
Right.
And the pedophilia jokes, I get that. I mean, Family Guy has a character that's based off pedophilia joke. This is literally true. So we accept that. And so I think that's kind of the thing where people are calling kind of double standard on things. And people are saying, like, do people get a chance to, like, change? But so far, it looks like insider knowledge is saying that they don't expect to bring James Gunn back. They're just pretty much final with that decision. They just say it doesn't go with our family values as a Walt Disney company. But right. I feel like they just kind of jumped the gun. So that's kind of my two cents on that. And I just feel like they maybe should have gave it a couple more days before being so immediate about it. I just felt like there's certain things that are definitely inexcusable, especially in the moment. Like if he said those things like literally last week, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, the week of, then I'll be like, okay, dang, like, did you really need to do that being like who you are? But it doesn't excuse that he did it no matter how many years ago, but just saying like someone could be a KKK member and then 6 years later they've gotten help and they're part of an organization that actually helps people of color. Do you go look back at their old tweets and Facebook of the pictures and things that they said and say, that's still just a terrible person? No, they've changed. They've learned. They understood why they were wrong. And now they're trying to right those wrongs and do better. So, I mean, that's my opinion.
That's a tough one, though. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you also have to take into consideration the company that he's working for. Disney. Disney is families. Disney is children. Children, children, children. And, I mean, obviously, had these tweets never been put back out there, I mean, I believe James Gunn would still, you know, have a job. But the fact that these have surfaced, at the end of the day, Disney is going to do whatever it takes to protect their company, their brand. That's not necessarily good for their brand to sit here and have a director, whether it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, who has sat here and made jokes about pedophilia. And yet you are a not just a theme park for kids, but you're multifaceted company that is geared towards kids. TV shows are geared towards kids. Like merchandise, everything is geared towards children and families. So even, like you said, even if it was a KKK member who's now has an organization where they help colored people or, you know, whatever it may be, if that comes out, I don't also see Disney sitting here taking on that former KKK member. It doesn't go with their brand. Now, do I sit here and think, okay, James Gunn shouldn't have a job because he said this six, well, however many years ago? No, but the company that he works for has very strict guidelines. And that is, I mean, Disney keeps a whole bunch of things under wraps and they make sure that their brand isn't tainted. They try their best, at least. Mm-hmm. So same thing that, you know, with a lot of the women they employ. You sit here and I don't see Disney, you know, being like, hey, we're going to use this old Playboy star. She's perfect for the role as our princess. It's not going to work. If you have some old photos and they surface, you get fired. It does happen. I've heard from some cast members. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, these are cast members. These are, you know, the little fish in the big pond.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And for photos that have surfaced. So at the end of the day, I respect Disney's decision. It's Disney. It's not Universal. It's not, you know, it's Disney.
And I totally get that. And I mean, it's kind of like, it's hard because I completely agree with that. But I also just say like, it's a hard thing for me to see someone work so hard for something that they love to do, clearly, and to have something from their past that no longer represents who they are as a person, now destroy the work that they built up. Like, the only thing you can't destroy is the movies he already made that his name is attached to.
Right.
But he wasn't done. So now he has to leave. And obviously, Guardians of the Galaxy is not, like, his thing. It's not his, like, platform, his thing. Like, Marvel belongs to Disney. That's the lore is already there.
Right.
But he is the person who brought that to life. Just like, you know, the people who are, you know, doing, you know, Thor, or people doing Black Panther and whatever. Like, you know, if the same thing happened to Ryan Coogler, it's like, he already has created a style that we love for Black Panther.
Right.
And again, it doesn't excuse the things that you do. I mean, if, again, I know that there was like an interview a long time ago. It was like a YouTube video. You know, those late nights, you're just scrolling. there was like an interview with Mike Tyson, and the guy, the host of the show, was kind of going through history of Mike Tyson, ups and downs. But I guess Mike was kind of caught off guard. He thought it was kind of like going to be more of like, you know, I had some rough times, whatever, you know, more softball questions.
Right.
But the guy just went and said, well, he said, yeah, you know, I know it's tough and you're going through some things. He said, you know, and, you know, how is it, you know, coming from being a convicted rapist and things of that nature? And then that set Mike Tyson off and was like, okay, like, I, you know, he cursed at the dude or whatever. And don't get me wrong, the dude had the right to say, to ask the question, because it's a fact. He did have to pay off a woman through court because he did rape a woman. He was convicted of that. And
right.
But now you see, well, Mike Tyson has that slowed him down. He was in The Hangover, I think 1 and 2.
Right.
He was, you know, he's been on numerous fight shows. He does interviews, movies, other movies, things of that nature. And you would think, oh, man, well, here's a actual known rapist.
Convicted.
You know, I mean, he got away with paying the fine, you know,
right,
out of it. But it was still stated why he paid it. And that was the agreement. But mm-hmm. like, the thing was, you can't excuse what the person does, period. And we're never going to excuse. I know. Tongue tied. We're never going to excuse someone sexually assaulting another person, period. F that. And she's still focused on my tongue tie.
That was funny. What did you?
I don't know. My brain just kind of like stopped, paused, and then kept going. It's like the computer got hanged. Just hung up.
Right.
All right. But that's my girlfriend in the background laughing, if you heard that. She's watching Girls Trip for the first time.
Yeah.
So
that movie was awesome.
So in any case, yeah, getting back to it is that a lot of people feel like he is a changed man. And so that's why he's getting those chances and saying that I'm a better father to my kids. I don't do the wild and crazy stuff. The face tattoo was a stupid mistake. Like, I was young and dumb. All that stuff. And we've given him a chance. And you're talking about, nope. And of course, we can't equate it. Depending upon who you are, you may feel one way or the other. But one person tweets about rape, but has never been accused of raping anyone, never had a history, but he made a very bad joke about rape. Then the other person raped somebody. Like, there's a that's a different scale. Words, action, way different scale. And Tyson, don't get me wrong, had a tough time after that, but it wasn't during the social media area, like era at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's kind of like he's able to like bounce back. James Gunn, in this era where it's about social media, says something bad, doesn't even actually commit an action, gone. So I agree, like, the companies are in a bad position. I just feel like when everyone wants to say talk about whataboutism, like, well, what about this person? What about that person? And it's kind of like, yeah, I get it. But that's where it's like the confusion sets in for me, I guess. Instead of continuing to rambling on, it's just like, when do we go when we say, okay, enough is enough. We can't just go by strict public outrage. We need to let it sit and let's listen and say, hey, we first of all say we don't agree with the comments. Boom, let's make that clear. Now, the second statement, we're going to call in James Gunn. We're going to sit down in a board meeting. We're going to talk about this because we want to see how it goes, whatever. No, they don't want to do that? Okay.
Never. This is Disney. Let Mike Tyson try to work for Disney.
Well, I'm just going to say, this is
comparing apples to oranges. Well,
I'll put it like this. Like, Tyson was never going to work for Disney.
I'm just saying.
But, I mean, that's really my two cents. It's just like, hopefully people in society in general, not even for just James Gunn, because, I mean, he's made his money and stuff. I'm not, saying that,
He's good. He made his money.
He's good. Tyson's good. He's made his money.
Oh, gosh.
For those smaller people, as you said, like smaller cast members, when do we get a chance to say that, okay, I'm sorry you found a picture when I was 18, but I'm now 28. I've learned a lot since then over the next 10 years. But at age 18, I did go out with my girlfriends to Mardi Gras or something like that, and I did flash my boobs. And I'm sorry that you found that, but at the same time, that was a different time and space for me as a child doing childish things. I am now a professional adult. Oh, no, you're still fired.
Rightfully so. It's Disney. I get what you're saying. I get, people deserve second chances. Yes. People change. Yes. Also, I mean, this is, at the end of the day, this is a lesson. If you have some stuff that, you're not proud of, that, go back and delete it. You can do it on all your social media platforms. It might take you some time, but especially if you're looking to be...
Ditch the account.
No, because if it's still you and it still exists...
No. I'm talking about, completely delete the account and start new. Before you get famous. I'm just telling anybody now. I would tell my kids. I would say... What
you gonna tell your kids?
No, 100%, 100%,
100%. Hey, daughter, while that's, you was like, out there flashing your boobs, delete your account.
Yeah, graduating high school, I'm gonna tell them 100%. I'm gonna be like, you're gonna go out there, you're gonna have fun, and you're gonna make some mistakes. I don't know what you're gonna do, and I don't want to know everything.
Or you can just not make them.
Or 100%. Well, that's gonna be the first piece of advice. But I also know
person.
Yeah, but you're rare. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, anyway. I'll let you finish. I'm done with.
I get what you're saying. It's unfair. We shouldn't, rush to judge. It's crazy because we are so quick to be our own defense lawyers, but so quick to be the judge for other people's cases for shoes that we've never even walked in. We all have an opinion. I get it. And I get, it's technically in a perfect world. Like, it's not fair. He made some jokes, some really bad jokes at that. No big deal. We sit here, we get an apology, we move on. But at the end of the day, your brand, and this goes for anybody out there that has a brand, your brand is just, it's very important. What you say, what you do. People are watching. We live in an era where everything is done on these tiny computers nowadays. You can find people. You can see what cars are parked outside currently. Like, that's how invasive the life we live. So what you say, what you do, what you put out there can always come back to you. So make sure for you, your brand, your family, that you're putting out stuff that you don't want to come back to haunt you in the next 20, 25 years. Whatever the case is, we do need to stop being as judgmental, in my opinion. But also, it depends on where you work. Had this been somewhere else, some other office, some, different company for a different movie in Hollywood, he probably would still have his job. You know, you also have to understand whoever you work for, whoever you represent. You have to know who their audience is. Disney's audience is children. Anything that's probably, you know, said and done against children, against families, anything that doesn't fit that brand, they just you know, cut loose, and rightfully so. There's too many families and too many eyes and too many ears that are on Disney for Disney to sit here and keep someone when we know what comments were made. And that's it. It's unfair. I'm not saying it is fair. It's unfair. But, you know, Disney got to do what it got to do. And yeah. Don't be sad, Joe. Don't be sad. It's okay. Right. I'm sure. Right. I'm sure Jim's gonna do something else.
Marvel will be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure. So with that being said,
all right. So ready for the next?
Ready for the next?
All right. Cool.
Let's do it. Apparently, according to the Shade Room, Kim Kardashian West posted a photo, and Beckford had some thoughts about it. He actually posted and said, he posted a throw up emoji and he said, "I don't care for it personally. She is not real. Doctor effed up her right hip." So, that's what it started with. And so there are a lot of people out there saying that that's unfair. He body shamed her. Although, in my humble opinion, he's just pointing out she obviously had a bunch of work done. And but to continue, so Kim then definitely clapped back. She started pretty much putting out there that insinuating that he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
So then you had the whole gay community begin to talk about how she's saying homophobic comments, which isn't fair. And then after that, Beckford decided to sit here and reply again, saying he pretty much posted a photo of him in the gym, and pretty much insinuating obviously that what he does is real while she's all fake. So that's it in a nutshell. And so I don't feel like Tyson really did much wrong. He's posting his opinion.
Okay.
And I wouldn't consider that body shaming. He pretty much said an opinion that's not his style, not his cup of tea. And I mean, if he's pointing out her hips messed up, he's pointing out her hips messed up. Like, y'all could sit here and joke. I got a lazy eye sometimes. Like, I mean, I'm going to point it out. You point it out, you know? Just saying. I don't feel like that's body shaming. I don't feel it was necessary to then start posting gay, you know, insinuating that he's gay. That hits a little bit below the belt. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I wish some of these stars would just admit, yes, I've had work done. Because how many times, like, we all know that.
Well, I mean, I think Kanye had mentioned in some verses. I don't think he mentioned the hips or the butt, but he definitely mentioned it's like, yes, the boobs are fake. Which is like, I mean, I don't really care. I mean, at that point, I just care about, if you want to get work done, I'm more of a person of just do it responsibly. I'm not a fan of girls getting any work done. I mean, my girlfriend jokes about, like, what if I get, like, this done or that done? I said, I don't really want you to.
Right.
Unless you need to have that done for a medical reason. Like, some people need plastic surgery because they need it. Like, literally, some people, like, need that. And then, yes, some people get enhancements for personal well-being. One of my friends, Ashley Deshawn, shout out to her. Her YouTube channel's
shout out to Ashley.
She told all of us. So I don't think this is like a surprise to anybody to say that. I mean, she was openly like happy when she got a breast enlargement.
Right.
She was. I won't say what her size was before. Because I don't, like, I'll let her say that. But, I mean, she's a at least like a D-double-D now cup. And she just felt like it was going to help her and probably did help her career and things. But, I mean, she's a woman to be taken seriously. But she didn't hide around it and like, oh, I'm natural. No. She was just like, hey, I'm very excited. Look, I didn't come out like with all the stuff that I wanted. So I got an enhancement and that made me feel personally better. Like she wasn't doing it for anyone else. She did it for herself. And I think that's the most important part versus like a lot of Hollywood stars do it because they're trying to impress followers and stuff. Like, don't get me wrong. I know it probably enhances their followers.
Right.
Because Kim K can pose nude and stuff like that. And if she has a very, manufactured, I don't know if that's a proper word or whatever.
Manufactured?
Her body's adjusted in a way to where it just looks very visibly pleasing. Then obviously she's probably going to get more likes, more followers, and that's more attention on her brand and more money. So I don't hate the Kardashians. A lot of people do. I know you have your biased opinion.
I don't hate them. I wish, you know, Denzel actually, he said it in an interview and he was just talking about pretty much like people getting famous for just ridiculous things.
Oh, yeah.
He just had an interview with Jamie Foxx. Yeah. It was really good. And he said, you know, like, if you're an actor, you should be famous for good acting, not for how many followers you have.
Ooh, wait.
And that's kind of the same thing for me with the Kardashians. Like, okay, they're great at marketing. Give them that hands down. But other than that, I'm still trying to find out where the talent is in this family.
I think there is a talent. And I'll just putting out, Kylie Jenner? She has her Kylie cosmetics line.
Right.
And she...
But she's a Jenner. Oh, we're talking Kardashian.
I get it. She's a Jenner. I get it. 100%. She started off, like, if she gets ranked on the Forbes list, which Forbes has already started to put her on the list, because she could be the youngest person in America to be a billionaire off of her cosmetic line. Right now, the youngest was Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook.
Right.
To be a billionaire. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that she started off strong. Like, Mark... It, like, they have Forbes list as a self-made list ranking. So when you look at people like Jeff Bezos, which is world's richest man, second world's richest man, which is Bill Gates, and so on and so forth, they're rating like, you know, 0 out of 10 of being self-made is like a 9.
Right.
Because they really started from the bottom.
Now we get.
But it's kind of like, yes, when you look at someone like Kylie, her self-made rating is probably going to be
0.
Zero.
A
little, no.
She rode her sister's coattails. Have nobody known who Kim Kardashian is?
But at the same time, I do believe her with this. I do believe the mother, which is the orchestrator of all this stuff.
Right, the mastermind Kris behind Jenner, it all. You made a sex tape?
So
let's leak it.
Oh boy.
Let's put that out there and Kris, make you famous.
She said Kris basically told her, you want to do your cosmetic line? Cool. Obviously, family put money into her. She didn't get the money out. She didn't go work at a grocery store to save the money.
No,
right?
No, just being on reality TV. But, she made enough money. 100%.
100%.
I mean, it's probably like 18 grand an episode. If
yeah,
not more.
But here's the thing, though. She even again. Yes, we know the point. But she probably wasn't even making direct money at the time because I don't think she was even old enough to get her own check like that.
She had like are you serious? Like,
no,
do you
I'm
know
saying,
what a car is and all the stuff like these people?
No, I understand.
Before
no,
turning 18,
I
she
get
made
that.
Money.
It's yeah, but all that legally is mommy daddy money.
Not true. You could start working at 14.
I mean, no, you can, but it's
just
like,
her money.
But her mom before she turns 18, her mom has to clear her to be on the show.
Correct.
That's legal.
Right.
Which means if she clears her to be on the show, she can clear her to be on the show as her child and not as an adult. Which means she don't
Your
get a check. Kris get the check.
That's not true.
You get the money.
That's not true. My daughter gets checks in her names, and she was 2.
I thought it was work. Like, you have to go through
parental. No, you're on TV. Whoever works on TV gets a check. Because
wasn't Joe Jackson cashing all them checks when they had Jackson
back in, like, 1989?
Yeah, I thought they still signed rules of life.
Listen, anyway, all right. Checks come in my daughter's name. My daughter filed her own. I filed the taxes, but I had to file taxes for my daughter last year.
Damn.
Yes. So, your daughter
doing better than me.
She doing better than both of us right now. Yo. Looking at her savings account. Yo, like,
how old is she? Three?
Three now. She's three.
Yo.
I'm just saying. She did projects. She did the work. They're in her name. Now, if I want to spend the money, I can.
Freaking balling for a 3-year-old. Be like, well, I'm about to have a power wheel on deck.
Anyway. Actually, she does. She got it's the BMW,
the IA. Everybody been buying that. Everybody been buying the IA. Yo.
The doors go up like this.
Yo, fire. Fire. That's the first thing I'm buying for my child at age 3. I'm like, which one you want? The Lambo, the I. They got a new, they probably, anyway, I'm not going to get into that. Because I could go on and
back
on
checking,
about that.
Back checking. But I love. Yeah, no, Joe, I love don't the kids. Hate the Kardashians. I wish they were famous for something more than just being a family literally like built off of this sex tape. But anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I guess my ending thing for like the Kylie part was like, she is not fully self-made. Yes, we all know that. She had to ride off the coattails of her sisters and stuff like that.
The rest of her family.
100%.
Right.
But past that, I do believe that Chris ain't got the time. Because Chris, that's not her brand. Chris's brand is the overall family, but her brand is not like, she doesn't specifically have, like, hone in on each particular child anymore. She did hone in on Kim. That's kind of how they got there. But it was kind of like, now that they're all grown, everyone has their separate brands. She's just like, we have the Kardashian brand, which is the show, and that's the main thing. Then each one of you girls has like your side brands. Cool. And it's kind of like, you're going to learn. And I feel like it's like a parenting thing. She's like, I may have started this whole thing. She's like, I may have gotten the boat out of the dock. But here, y'all got to steer it. And it's kind of like, because at some point in time, just being real, not morbid, is like, I'm going to be gone. So how do y'all keep the boat running? I want y'all to be like more.
You pay other people to do it for you.
100%, but you have to still promote it because Kylie Jenner.
How hard is it to promote something nowadays when your name is known?
100%, but
you're giving these people way too much credit.
But I give a little bit of credit because you still gotta work for something. I'm sorry. Even there's famous people out there who don't sell as much as you think they would sell, and you be like, why didn't he sell? And it's
like who?
All right, let's put it like this.
I'll wait.
I think all right. In my opinion, at one point in time, Mark Wahlberg was a pretty big character in movies at a point in time, probably like 3-4 years ago.
Until that man decided to make movies with Transformer dinosaurs. Right.
So what I'm saying is, you would think that man could probably sell Transformer dinosaurs.
No,
even Dwayne Johnson is. Right, the highest paid man in Hollywood, right now. He just came out with that
Dwayne
movie.
Dwayne Johnson?
Yes. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That can't be.
He is the highest paid. Yeah, I think he is.
Can be.
Look it up.
We're going to fact check that. I believe
he is the highest paid man of this past year or 2 years in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And they just said, it's not because his acting is the best, it's because he is a workaholic. And people love him. And he made that Rampage movie. And then it was like another movie. And that is like, it's not.
See, I knew he wasn't.
Who is?
This is 2017. Well,
let's look at
2017.
And then go to 8th.
Oh, wait, now we got a new one. 20 highest paid actors. Boom. Can I just get a list?
Kind of not going off. But.
Number one is Mark Wahlberg.
And I just mentioned him. And then second is who?
Dwayne Johnson.
100%.
That's crazy. So he makes more than Vin Diesel. And
Diesel's, they were right in there in the same aspect.
No, no, listen. But, $65 million and $54.5 million is a big difference.
Yeah,
but that's a big difference.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. And then plus his endorsements, they said like in 1 year he made like $200 million. Anyway, so it's all I'm saying is like even they couldn't fully sell certain things. Like that new Tower movie where he's fighting, you know, for his family. How many people are really going to go see Dwayne Johnson in that movie?
Didn't even hear of it.
How many people are going to see Rampage, which is based off of a video game, but somehow they made it a Dwayne The Rock Johnson
but
movie?
But let Dwayne The Rock Johnson sit here and make a supplement or put out something that's 100%. More towards his brand.
But let's just...
That would just make
his brand.
Sense.
But that's still
and
his
I
brand.
And I bet you he wouldn't
That is
have
a big
to...
part of his brand.
But how
the
much...
The reason why he's popular as mm-hmm. much right now... Right now, the whole WWE, you know, and WWF, his whole past, that's the past. The people who love him the most today, some carried over from that realm,
right.
like me, because I was a hardcore wrestling fan.
Can you but smell then, what The Rock
but,
is cooking?
But I am saying that now it is the movies. That's what it is.
But his so movies even, aren't even good.
Yo,
not all of them.
Yo,
some
he even came out with a custom Brahma Bull embroidered headphone. I saw it. Came
that's
across
not,
my feet. No one said. But it.
But why?
No, 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 no.
But why
said,
would I buy
no,
that?
No, all right. But look.
Why would I buy that?
Because it's the brand. Because
no,
it's
no,
the brand.
No, no.
But why would I buy Kylie Cosmetics?
Because
buy,
everybody thinks she's
need,
beautiful.
No.
So all the people that want to be like her are gonna sit here and buy from her brand. Same thing with Rihanna's brand. Mm-hmm. Rihanna's brand is booming. Same thing. If it was geared towards,
and she sells bras and lingerie, right?
I don't know.
She does. That's her new line. Fendi, Beauty, whatever like that. She got that new line.
Makeup.
With the, right. And then she has a new line that's like a bra and panty line with lingerie.
Listen,
anyway,
I shop in one store. One store.
Hey, look.
Right there.
I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. Rihanna was able to sell both.
Okay. But what is Rihanna known for? Her sex sells. So we
guess
sell
what,
makeup.
Rock, guess what?
We sell lingerie.
Guess what? Most
the
of,
Rock, let him put out, like I said, let him put out some sort of supplement, some sort of energy drink, some sort, and everybody would buy that. Don't sit here and have The Rock sell some headphones. Don't sit here and put The Rock in a movie where he's...
But he be in the photos in Instagram with headphones on.
But that don't mean everybody's going to buy it. So
yo,
what?
Just saying, like...
So what? You did it... Oh, how many... Less like having a... like...
There's even Ludacris even try to come with headphones. He's known for music, and he couldn't tell him.
Yeah, but that's Ludacris. It's still a different brand. Like, I mean, you got to...
Dr. Dre could do it, and he's about music.
And Dr. Dre sat here and definitely sold that deal for a whole lot of money. But Dr. Dre makes beats. It's different. I mean, Diddy out here sitting here selling Ciroc is ridiculous. But that's the lifestyle. That's what Diddy lives. That is the lifestyle. So you drink Ciroc, and you know
I just don't understand how we can't, make the equivalent, but anyway, I won't ramble on much more and go back to it. And I know we got way off of the Tyson Beckford, and I said Bedford the first. I'm sorry, Beckford. But I'll just simply say to wrap up my point. It just like and let you finish off. It's just like I get you on the Kardashian point overall. And I think it was kind of a childish exchange. I think he was childish too. I think just to start it off with, like, it is his opinion. He is entitled to his opinion.
Thank you.
And she is also entitled to her response to his opinion. So I think, like, it's a childish thing in the first place. I'm like, when I look at them people like that and they start arguing over stupid stuff like, oh, you think my body is not that good or whatever like that. I said, people be talking about people's bodies every day and laughing at people every day down the street if they have an argument. It's whatever. But this is, you know, because they're celebrities. Hey, look, y'all both go home to your $500,000, $1 million or so plus homes and chill the hell out. Because everybody else down here, we ain't got that. Look at us. As she said, she shops at one store. Where do y'all shop at? Multiple. Both of y'all. Look, y'all both look good in y'all own rights to certain people.
No, disagree.
To your certain.
Disagree.
I'm done. All right. Continue. You wrap it up at the 20th minute. We got 5 minutes left. You go ahead and wrap up this rant.
So, my issue, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I get what he's saying, And I get this whole body shaming, blah, blah, blah. But my issue is you have these Kardashians who for years never admitted to getting plastic surgery. For years, everybody swore up and down that Kim's butt was real. Okay? We had all those years. And my issue is that you have all of these girls who look at these magazines, who idolize all these women that you men sit here and deem sexy. And it gives all of these regular women who don't have the money to get all of this cosmetic surgery, who don't have the means, who don't, like, it gives all of them insecurities. It gives all of them, like, they don't feel confident about their bodies, because we live in a society where people sit here and think that, oh, I opened this magazine and this is really what Kim Kardashian's hourglass body shape looked like. And it's not. It's Photoshopped. You know, they Photoshop out her rosacea and all that, you know, the red spots and all that. But that's what we sit here and we see. And these women, they just feel so inferior. And that's, and I just want to that's my that issue
Kim Kardashian with it. Still has psoriasis.
Yeah, that same thing.
Yeah.
No, I was just throwing that out there.
Just like people sometimes think that she really doesn't. But I was like, as you said, she gets a lot of makeup and probably the top of the line skincare, and yeah,
I'm sure,
like, but she still has it.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's my issue. Like, if it was like, yeah, you know, I bought my body, that's why I look this way, that'd be a whole different story. Because people, I feel, would be more understanding to that. Like, these girls are like, all right, you know, maybe one day I want to buy my body, but at least they would have that, you know, that conception of it versus, oh my gosh, Kim is so sexy and she had no plastic surgery and oh my gosh, I have a role here, I have this, I have that, I don't feel good about myself. But like, no. So that's my issue with the whole just Kardashian clan. Just, oh, I never got my nose done. Yes, you did. Like, that's my issue. My issue is just that it makes other people feel a certain way and they feel bad about themselves, and they shouldn't. You know, had this family not had that money, I'm pretty sure they would look like us normal, crazy looking people. Just saying. So for Tyson to sit here and, all right, you know, that's a rude comment. You can keep your comments to yourself. But for him to sit here and say, you know, that's not for me. You're, you know, like, your doctor did it. You're not real. I feel like that's a factual statement. And I sometimes feel like these people need to be called out, because it's not fair what they portray. I can't even speak right now. Like, I'm getting hype and passionate about it. Sorry. You know, and her response was, no wonder you don't want it, sis.
Yeah, which she said, sis, we all know why you don't care for it. And she put the frog sipping tea.
Right. And the nail painting emoji.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's a low blow. You know, at the end of the day, you are fake. Your body is not real. It's not. You've had work done. You are not a naturally voluptuous, curvaceous, beautiful woman. I'm not saying you're not beautiful. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, Kim Kardashian is very pretty. But still, like, you have access to people that can make you look a certain way. You have access to things that us normal people don't have access to. So why you have all these young girls that idolize you and you don't admit that? Just like her sister didn't admit that she had a lip job. Her lips went from, like, two pink lines one day to all of a sudden being like,
and going back to Kylie Jenner, right. Kylie Jenner, from what I heard in a report, is that she's actually getting that reduced.
Either way, like, don't sit here and give this misconception to all these 14, 15, 16-year-old girls that are like, oh my gosh, I want to have these type of lips. And she does it with this suction machine. And then all of a sudden, the suction machines are flying off the shelves. Like, come on, man. We deal with enough. And then you're not even going to sit here and admit to the work you have done. You're going to make it seem like you all natural? Nah, that's okay. Team Tyson right here. Right here. Like he said, and he in the gym putting in the work. Yes. You could be on, you can go over there on that team and sit here and defend these people and their marketing tactics and they lying marketing tactics because they ain't even real. But and he's in the gym putting in work. You know, you could sit here and have a nice body from sitting here putting in the work, but Or you can sit here and buy it, but don't be fake about what you bought then. Just my thoughts, my two cents. I'm just a normal person trying to be in the gym, trying to get that.
With no work done.
No work done, that's right. Yes. Trying to get there.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah, we got work to do.
We do, we have work to do, that's right.
Yes.
So, on that note...
I think that wraps it up.
Let us know what you think. Comment below. Hit the subscribe button. Let us know what you want to hear. Follow us on Facebook. Same thing, The Now with Sam and Joe.
Yeah.
And we hope you all have a good evening. Thank you for listening. I'm Sam.
I'm Joe.
Peace.